Senators Patty Murray of Washington and Olympia Snowe of Maine introduced a bill today to give the economy a quick fix, a sales tax holiday beginning right after Thanksgiving and lasting 10 days. Everything but alcohol and tobacco would be included, and states would be reimbursed by the federal government for lost tax revenue. It's by no means clear that the idea will get through Congress, but Senator Murray thinks it would encourage Americans to hit the malls.
The sales tax holiday will give a boost, an incentive, a fun reason for people to go out and kickstart our economy in a way that will help our retail industry, our manufacturing industry, our holiday sales, and jobs at a very critical time.
How would it help jobs?
Well, clearly, retail stores will have to hire people for at least that 10-day period that they would not be hiring if we weren't doing something like this.
Senator Murray, some states don't have sales tax. How would you help those states?
Well, there are five states that don't have sales tax. We have Oregon, Montana, New Hampshire, Delaware, Alaska. But I know my neighbor to the south, Oregon, this will help them as well. Nike is a big manufacturer in their state. If we boost sales in that 10-day period and people are out buying tennis shoes, that will help manufacturers like Nike, even in states that don't have a sales tax. But it clearly, obviously, will help 45 states, our most populous states, that really do need a boost right now.
Why do you think this would work? Are you basing this on other tax holidays, and how do you think they've worked?
Well, actually, we have had seven states that have tried this for their own reasons in the past. They have all had great results, real results that occurred when consumers thought they were going to get a deal at the store by not having to pay taxes. In fact, just in August of this last year, we know that both in Maryland and in Washington, D.C., they did a short sales tax holiday, and it increased sales by 10% in just a short period they had it.
You've talked about consumer confidence. You said that you thought this was a fun thing for
Yes.
consumers. Is that the point of it, to try to give people some kind of psychological boost that would take them outside?
I think there's no doubt about it. I know my daughter and I, from the time she was little, when, you know, we were in the blues or in the dump, we would say, okay, let's go shopping. And it is a psychological boost, and this gives everybody an excuse, and it gives them a benefit, a real benefit. They will save money by shopping at this time. So sure, it's psychological.
Now, this is obviously temporary. This is just for a brief holiday around the holiday season.
That's right.
How does this relate to the big packages for stimulating the economy?
Well, what we are very concerned right now is that consumer confidence is at a 7-year low. And 2/3 of our economy depends on consumer spending. One of the most critical times of the year for our retail industry and our manufacturing industry is the holiday sales. That's when a lot of their sales occur, and their whole yearly income depends on doing well then. We believe that with a kickstart like this in that 10-day period beginning the day after Thanksgiving, it will help boost retail sales and do well both for the fourth quarter and for continuing into the new year.
How much does something like this cost, do you think?
The cost of this is estimated at about $6.5 billion. We are looking at an economic stimulus package here in Congress somewhere between $75 and $100 billion. So this would be just a small part of that, but I think it would have a huge impact on the entire stimulus package.
Senator Murray, thank you very much.
You bet.
Senator Patty Murray is a Democrat from Washington State. She spoke with us from her office on Capitol Hill.